Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope Today. Super excited to introduce you to our first guest. Jilly Maria is a certified Akashic Records and Sacred Soul Alignment Practitioner. She's a medium and intuitive, and she's got tons and tons of other skills too that we're going to learn about here in just a moment. She spent many years doing her own deep inner work, which enables her to connect with her clients to help them gain clarity and heal on a deeper level. She uses a variety of modalities in her work. She's passionate about holding space for her clients to feel emotion and heal their wounds so they can up level and be their own guru. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So nice to have you. So we were talking in the background and I was asking you about all the things that you're doing, and you said, I wear many hats. So tell us about those hats. Tell us about what it is that you love doing, like when you're driving in the car and you're clearing all the and letting go of all of the things and zoning right in on your skill set and what you're doing. What is it that you're, what are those things that you're up to?
So I'm Jilly Maria, and I am a certified Akashic Records practitioner. I am a certified Sacred Soul Alignment practitioner. And one of the things that I've learned to do is I'm very wordy when I talk. And so one of the things that I've taught myself to do in my car driving is, a business coach had asked me probably 2 years ago now, if you had 90 seconds in an elevator with somebody famous that you really needed their support, you wanted to land them, what would you say? So one of the things that I work on when I'm in my car is driving, or even when I'm running too, but more when I'm driving, is perfecting getting the out of speech and getting the places where I'm nervous, the sticky points, and we all have them, and pulling them out and getting into the space like where I feel like I'm not confident. And again, why am I not confident? Because as a medium, as an example, nobody can see dead people. I talk to dead people. I talk to historic homes. Nobody can see it usually, because when you see shows about mediumship and paranormal, and they're looking for like that reaction, that, oh my God, after the commercial break, what'd we find type thing. And in my work, it's so much more about honoring ourselves. It's about honoring ourselves energetically and spiritually. It's about honoring the person who's passed away, the people who've passed on, the history. And so being able to come into the minutia of it, and the tiny details of what happened to somebody. And, you know, you'd asked me before the show about, you know, the many hats that I wear, and we're all intuitive. We all have intuition. And when I started doing my work, the very long story made very short is when I started feeling into my emotion, I hyphenated as E hyphen motion. So energy in motion, it just wants to move through you. There is no, I don't look at emotion as negative. I look at emotion as you have love-based and fear-based. And fear-based emotions to include anger, rage, which is compacted anger, sadness, shame, guilt, all those things, when they come up for you, are just meant to show you that you're out of alignment. That's it. And if we can pull ourselves out of that space, right, of making a story about it and just go, oh gosh, if you got lost in your GPS, and your GPS tells you you're lost, some of us are going to beat ourselves up about it, but most of us are going to pull over and recalibrate it. We're going to maybe turn off the app, maybe reset our phone. But the reality is we're going to come into a space of, okay, I accept that I'm lost. You don't have to like that you're lost. Acceptance and liking it are two different things. But being in the space of being able to say, I realize that I'm lost, Now, what am I going to do to reconnoiter and go back to the space? Okay, wherever my location is, and then where are you trying to go? So if we can be in the space of feeling that emotion and getting it out of our body, because the thing is joy and happiness are not out there. They're within us. And so many of us have been taught to suppress and repress our emotion. And that's part of why when I started doing all this work back in 2013 and 2014, I started with a traditional therapist in 2011. But then I found an emotion, energy mentor rather, and started working with him and started realizing I didn't know how to feel emotion. Now, some of your listeners are going to be in a space, and you may even be in the space where when growing up, you would hear things like, if you don't stop crying, I'll give you something to cry about. Because our parents and our grandparents, through no fault of their own, had no space ability. They didn't have any emotional intelligence. And again, when I say that, I want to be very crystal clear that having emotional intelligence or lacking it doesn't mean you're stupid. It just means you don't know how to feel because you were never taught to express sadness, grief, anger, anything like that. So our generation then came into a space where it was physically unsafe to feel our emotion. So then for me to become into a space where I learned how to feel it, what happens is that as you learn to feel that emotion, your body feels lighter because inflammation in our body is actually stuck emotion. And when I started to realize that, it was an aha moment as someone with two autoimmune disorders that was in 10 plus pain constantly. Wow. It was like, how do I get this out of my body? Because all the medications do, and I'm not getting, you know, ugly about that, but the reality of it is that if we want to heal the core of the problem, if we want to pull the weed out of the ground, we don't mow it. We go in and we pull it out. We pull the entire root out. And that's what you do when you're dealing with emotion. And so when I'm in a space, for example, to come all the way back around, when I'm in a space, like when I'm working with someone in mediumship, and someone comes to me and wants a message from their deceased relative, is bringing them into the space of what was the original issue that, you know, that is there anything left untangled? Because we want to wrap up those loose ends for people. We want to bring them into a place of peace. And I want to bring them into the space also where the other spelling of peace, where they get that piece to the puzzle so that they can have peace. And the same thing is true when I do the work around, you know, helping people heal. Because here's the thing is people think that healing is like a, you know, Disney, like bibbidi bobbidi boo. And the reality of it is being a healer is simply being a sacred space holder. So it's allowing somebody else to feel their emotion, to be empowered in their life, because your emotions are a big part of your life. And if when people run around saying, oh, I have an anger management issue. No, you don't. You have a failure to feel your emotions because you don't know how. And we don't want to admit that we don't know how. Especially among men, right? We get into a space, especially among our men. And so to be in the space of where I can say to somebody, you just don't know how to feel your emotions. And I'm not being ugly with them. I'm just saying, hey, you know, I don't know how to recalibrate a bike. You know, before we learned how to do a thing, because everything we do as human adults, we had to be taught. Whether it's programming our phones, turning on a computer, adding an app, drinking water, brushing our teeth, tying our shoes, whatever that might be, that's it. So I try to make it really human for people. Like I'm not, don't want anybody to ever feel like shame, blame, etc.
So you're giving a lot. You're giving, you know, the emotional modality of how people heal and how people the human body, how we heal and how we recover. And so you're also doing psychic readings, mediumship readings, right? You're also doing that. And you're also doing space clearings with historic homes. So where can people look you up on social media? Where can they find you so that they can learn more about what it is that you do? And I want to specifically hone in on the, just, you know, in a minute or less, if you could talk about the suicide piece, because, you know, people that have committed suicide, you know, and they've moved over, and then what it is that you do helping people that way connect with their loved ones. So
sure. So the website is jilliemaria.com, J-I-L-L-I-E-M-A-R-I-A.com. They can also find me on Facebook, Jillian Maria Transformational Catalyst. So as far as the suicide piece is concerned, when someone comes to me, I just had a client recently come to me and she had lost her son to suicide. And this is probably going back 5 or 6 years now, but he passed away. And she said to me, I've got a lot of unanswered questions. You know, we were on vacation, such and so forth. Well, the very long story short of it is that he stepped forward. So I would call him forward. And usually the deceased loved one will step forward on their own. I don't have to call them forward. They'll just step forward. And so he stepped forward and I will share with the people is whatever their way of doing things is. So if they're visual, I'll see it as an example. So he stepped forward and he basically shared with his mother that there was nothing he could have done, that she could have done. He was in immense pain. He didn't see any way out. So I answer all the questions and usually the loved one answers the questions and I'm simply the conduit. That's the long story short.
Good, good. Well, I know because there's, you know, a lot of people, the suicide rate here on this planet has, you know, increased so much. So I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that can use that connection and those services. So tell us the website again and how people can find you.
Sure. JilliMaria.com, JilliMaria, all one word, .com. And Jillian Maria Transformational Catalyst on Facebook.
It was an awesome pleasure to have you here today. Thank you for doing all the good work that you're doing. Keep doing that. Keep connecting people. And thank you for coming today here to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you.
We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today. My next guest is Maura Mackey. She's an experienced and accredited executive coach and organizational consultant, a master practitioner that's recognized by the European Mentoring and Coaching Council. Maura's training draws from experience and research in therapy, counseling, and relational coaching, developing a style that is both mindful and relational. Her holistic approach focuses on helping people with connection. In a world where people frequently feel disconnected, she helps others reconnect with themselves, with their partners, their family, and their loved ones and teams. Welcome to the show today.
Oh, thank you, Cornelia. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So what is it that you love about what you're doing?
I think it's a bit like you know, it's creating a space where people can tell their stories, where people can hear themselves say stuff out loud and make meaning from it, you know, and to be to feel heard and feel understood. I think that's one of the most primal things that we have as human beings. We want to be heard, we want to be seen, we want to be understood. And when you see that happening with people, either with me one-to-one in the coaching room or in groups, there's nothing better. There's just nothing better than that.
Yeah. So yeah, it's, and that's the thing that you're doing with your coaching practice and your organizational practice. And this is what you're doing with people every day.
Yes, it is. And so I feel lucky and privileged to do the job that I do. People say, oh, you seem to love your job. I'm thinking, like, what is there not to love about helping people with this? I sort of say I'm a bit like the wedding planner, because you're always on the good news side of life. You know, you're always on that things are getting better rather than kind of holding divorce parties or whatever. But you know what I mean? It's like the good news part of what we do.
What's your vision for the work that you're doing and moving forward with what you're, how you're helping people across the world? Because I know that you're also in the UK, you're also in the US. We have a lot of people in our community also from the UK. So what is your vision going forward with your work?
That's such a great question. I love helping people to gather. And I've seen the disconnection and dislocation that happened over lockdown. I mean, I held all sorts of things, created all sorts of things during lockdown, but it's about getting people to, we've almost lost the art of socializing and staying in touch with each other. So I kind of specialize in gatherings, particular campfire conversations. So getting people, I was originally born in Zimbabwe and spent my childhood there. The power of just gathering and being able to allow ourselves space and time to connect. And teams need this, especially if mainly they're working remotely. So it's about getting people to really come back together again. And so my vision is more campfires, more journaling. I launched a book about how to journal during the lockdown, when I thought people just need a coach in their pockets. But I just like to reach more people and say, we don't have to have such a painful life. You know, we don't have to have such a disconnected life. Some of this stuff doesn't have to be so difficult. There's a few little tweaks that we can make to make our life a lot more meaningful and a lot more conscious.
Yeah, because they also call you the journaling coach, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I'm a journal. I healed myself with journaling. So I, you know, absolutely 100% use that modality. I have like 5 journals sitting here.
Do on you? Oh, my gosh. Brilliant.
I'm a queen. You know, so I totally love that. I love that. And I also love how you said it's about connection. And that is really what we've been starving for. We've been using all the wrong things, numbing ourselves with all the different things, you know, with the wrong things that we really want. Because what we really want is we really want connection.
Yeah. Yeah, we really do. And it comes down to kind of love. I mean, I talk about this even in organizations. It's about that love. And love is a form of acceptance, a form of feeling like you're good enough, that you're worthy. But the challenge is, as I see in my journaling membership, and as I've experienced myself, it's our notions of love growing up maybe have been less than optimal. So we bring these kind of templates of what does love mean into our adult life, into all of our relationships. I've just coached a CFO this morning, and when I talked to her about it a little bit, she was like, oh my gosh, she said, I've just recreated my family at work, and I'm now my mother, and I don't want to be my mother. So these are insights that I think, you know, if we can really get to know ourselves, come into connection with ourselves, who are we, then it's so much easier from that point forward.
I feel like this is the most important work. It really is the most important work to become, to remember who it is that you are, to become intimate with yourself. And journaling helps you do that. The self-love practice helps you do that. Once you truly fall in love with yourself on that deep level, on that inner level, and then bring that self into everything that you relate with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I saw one of your episodes where you talked about just kind of at one point just lying on the floor and being, you know, just overwhelmed with emotion and getting stuck and that kind of thing. And sometimes we need those moments. We need to get to that point where we feel like, okay, now what? Like, now what? And also understanding that that we have the resources. We often reject the resources we have, both our own inner strength and our own inner knowing, but also what other people have to offer us. And I see that sort of people just kind of isolating themselves more and more the harder it gets, you know. And so my plea to people is find a community, find a tribe, you know, as hard as it might feel. Maybe it's just initially where you can watch and you can learn, a bit like your program, but get back in touch. Like, that's that intimacy thing again, you know. But sometimes we're so afraid of what we'll see. And that's the work I think you and I both do.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. It's really beautiful. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we now use the resources that we already have and that we use those to connect more, to be more, you know, curious about our needs and our desires and our wants, and mm-hmm. to reclaim our authority, our power, instead of giving it away and being helpless. Like being on the floor, emotionally on the floor, there was value there in that. And, you know, there's a value in the surrender. And then there's also a value, you know, completely surrendering your life. Like, I don't know what to do here. Show me what to do, Spirit. Show me, God. Show me what you want me to do. How do I move past this? But from such a place of, I'm here, I'm listening, I want change. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. You have to, that's the big thing. I think it's about wanting to have the change. If staying stuck, I mean, coaching is the art of getting people unstuck, both at a like a micro level, but also a kind of macro, more holistic level. But there's a coach or a therapist or anyone can only hold the space. The work gets done by the other person. And the biggest work, the biggest difficult moment is going, I need to do it. It's me. It's not my parents. It's not my partner. It's not my work colleagues. It's not my leader. It's me. I need to do the work. And when that happens, that's the breakthrough.
And that's what everybody needs to hear. And that's what we all want. We want to leave you with this today and to take home, to take on that mantle, take on that change that I need to do the work, and you have all the resources around you to support you. How do people find you on social media? How can people look you up and connect with you?
Okay.
You.
Yes, connect with me. Please connect with me. So you can, if you Googled Moira Mackey, and you hopefully any spelling will do, but if you Google me, you'll find me on Facebook, my Facebook page. You'll find me on LinkedIn. You'll find me on Instagram. But you can also find me if you go to thejournalcoach.co.uk. And then, Cornelia, there's a download if someone wants to give the Journal Safari, the book that I published, a go. We've got free chapter. If people put journalcoach.co.uk/inspire-me, inspire me, then they will get to a download that's for free for them to give the journal a go. But otherwise, just connect with me on social media and say hi.
Right. And thank you so much for offering that gift. When you see this video next week on social media, please put those links under the video, if you wouldn't mind, Moira.
Oh, absolutely.
That would be great. That would be great. It was a pleasure to talk to you. I know I could talk to you. I could continue on talking to you. Definitely want to have you back on again. Thank you so much for coming onto the show today.
Thank you, Cornelia. I appreciate it. Thanks for holding this space.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you, and you're such a gift. Thank you for the wonderful work that you're doing in the world. We want to now let you all know that the Rosita Perez Show is next. We're going to close Stories of Hope today, and we'll see you again next time, everyone. Thank you so much, and go ahead and do that inner work. We'll see you soon. Take care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.